Take a moment to consider this statement. What you consume, you become. If that is true, what are you feeding your spirit, soul, and body? Hi there, you're welcome to Enrich Podcast. I'm your host, Oluchi Ajogu, and I am so excited that you are listening today. This is Season 2, Episode 10, and today we'll be looking at excellence, a pathway. In the previous episode, we looked at the meaning of excellence, and for this whole month, we will be dealing on the dish, excellence. Let's say a prayer before we go into what we have for today. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We are thankful for today. We thank you for the gifts of life. Thank you for your love, your mercy, and your kindness. We thank you, Lord, for this episode, today's episode. We ask, Lord, that you speak to us and you speak through me, that I see what you want me to see, and you help us to learn what you want us to learn. Give us understanding. Help us, Jesus. All this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So excellence, excellence, excellence. We're going to be hearing this throughout this month. And I hope and I pray that by the time we are done with this, that we actually become excellent people. We see reasons why we should be excellent and strive to be excellent in every area of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. So today we'll be looking at excellence, a pathway. This is because excellence is a route. It's a path. It is a way of life. It is a direction, not a destination. You don't just reach excellence and stop. No, it's something you do. It's a continuous process. You don't just be excellent and, you know, just give up on that. You have to continue to dwell in excellence. You have to continue, you know, go through that part of excellence. Just keep going through that part of excellence. Don't go any other way. It's a direction and not a destination. It is a path we must continue to follow until God calls us home. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, "Whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God." Whatever you do, whatever at all you see yourself doing, do it for the glory of God. If you're eating, eat for the glory of God. If you're walking out, walk out for the glory of God. You know, when you know you're doing something for God, it just places this consciousness to do it excellently. Don't do it for man. Don't do it for people. Don't do it for any woman. Do it for God. Whatever you see yourself doing, are you a teacher? Are you a lawyer? Are you a medical doctor? Whatever it is, are you a student? Do whatever you see yourself doing. Do it for the glory of God. Colossians 3:23-24 says, "Walk willingly at whatever you do, as though you were working for the Lord rather than people." Now, this is so much better. Whatever you're doing, work at it as though you're working for the Lord and not for people. You know, when you have this consciousness that, oh, I'm just working for my boss, I'm just working for this, I'm just studying for my parents and all of that, it's not really going to push you to put in your all. You're just going to, as long as I pass, as long as I just, you know, get the average, then everybody should go and rest, you know? But then when you know that you're doing this for God, it makes you, it places this consciousness to work excellently. It makes you work excellent. I don't know if I've been using this consciousness, but yeah, it just places this consciousness in you to do this excellently because he's an excellent God. And then, you know, you're working because he's perfect. Humans are not perfect. And then if you are to be looking at how people treat or how people react to what you're doing, you would not give your best to whatever you are doing. So whatever it is you find yourself doing at all, do it excellently. Do it as you are doing unto God and not to human beings. If you have this mindset, it propels excellence. It propels you to excellent things and excellent heights. On this journey of excellence, one major thing you should know is you should be able to know who you are, understand who you are. It has a big role in, you know, pursuing excellence. If you understand who you are, it will change a lot of things about you and the way you react to things. People just give average because sometimes they don't really know who they are. When you understand who you are, you do excellent things. Follow me to the book of Matthew 5, 13 to 14. Matthew chapter 5, 13 to 14. It says, 13 and 14, it says, "Let me tell you why you are here. You are to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage." 14. There's another way to put it. You are to be light, bringing out the God's colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We are going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. Another translation of the Bible puts it this way. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its flavor, it is henceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden upon by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. So when you understand that you are the light of the world, you would know that you should be excellent. You know, average doesn't really stand out. Average doesn't shine because there are a lot of people, you know, on that same pedestal. But then when you stand out, when you just do a little extra in whatever you find yourself doing, then you shine. That is when you are able to manifest who God has called you to be. Excellence helps you manifest who God has called you to be. When you are excellent, people see God in you because He is an excellent God. They see that you are the light and you manifest. You shine forth and you bring more people to love God. And you also enjoy the benefits of excellence because there are a lot of benefits attached to excellence. Now, to be excellent, you have to, 1. Decide to. Decision plays a huge role in striving for excellence. You won't do anything you've not decided to, trust me. You know, Daniel, in the book of Daniel, Daniel 1:8, Daniel proposed in his heart. He determined and was intentional. Now, to be excellent, to live excellently, you have to decide and be really intentional about it. 2. Diligence comes in. To be excellent, you have to be diligent. And if you have not listened to the episode on diligence, please listen to it after this episode. You have to be consistent with your efforts. It's only when you're consistent that you can produce an excellent result. 3. To be excellent, you have to know how to manage your time. Yes, I talked about this in the episode of diligence because they are all intertwined. Discipline, diligence, and excellence. All of them. You have to really know how to manage your time. It's really important. It's so essential. Time management cannot be overemphasized. You have to be conscious and be in control of your time. You know, you have to be able to manage your time so that you can have extra to produce excellence and to produce excellent results. Finally, for today, just so you know, or in case you've forgotten, I'm here to remind you that excellence is the heritage of God's children. If you call yourself a child of God, you should know that excellence is your inheritance. You inherited it from God because He is excellent. And He is your father. If you call Him your father and behave like you are His child, you should know that it is your responsibility. It is your birthright to be excellent. Don't you ever forget that. So at those moments where you feel like, let me just do this thing like every other person and go and rest, just know that you have a responsibility to do extra. Not for man, not for woman, not for anybody, but because you are a child of God. And He gives His best. If God were to just create us like, let me just create them all so that they say I've created human beings, a lot would have gone wrong. But He's a perfect God. And that's why He's an excellent God. We as His children, we grow onto perfection. And He wants us to strive for excellence. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you have opinions, you have suggestions you would love to share, I would love to listen to them and I would love to get back to you on them. Please send them to enrichpodcast1@gmail.com or you can follow us on Instagram @enrich_podcast. Don't forget to share this podcast with someone. Don't forget to share this episode with someone. Tell someone about Enrich Podcast today. Stay tuned and stay blessed.